Hi, Bill Neff with you today with this installment of Morning and Evening, the devotional program that features the pastoral insights of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. In 1 Corinthians 11:24, the Apostle Paul refers to Jesus' words at the Last Supper with his disciples when he told them to eat the bread and drink the wine in remembrance of me. Apparently, says Spurgeon, it's possible for Christians to forget Christ. There would be no need for this exhortation if it weren't a fearful possibility. Indeed, it's more than a possibility. It's a well-confirmed fact in our personal experience. It may seem almost impossible that those who have been redeemed by the blood of the dying Lamb and loved with an everlasting love by the eternal Son of God should forget Him. But this startling fact is all too common. What a crime this is! Forget Him who never forgot us. Forget Him who poured out His very blood for our sins. Forget Him who loved us even to the death. But in fact, all too often we treat Him like a guest staying with us for a night or two, when He ought to be the one who rules in our hearts. Even His precious sacrifice is trampled by the feet of our forgetfulness. Isn't this true of you, dear friend? Don't you find yourself forgetful of Jesus? Something steals away your heart and you become distracted from Him. It's the incessant turmoil of the world, the constant attraction of earthly things that takes the soul away from Christ. Why are we so prone to keep useless weeds alive in our minds while we let the rose of Sharon wither away? Well, today, let's tie a heavenly forget-me-not to our hearts for Jesus, the one we love. And whatever else we let slip by, let's be sure to hold fast unto Him. And today's meditation comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, and from Charles Spurgeon's book, Morning and Evening. Don't forget that you can revisit these thoughts by securing a free copy of today's reading at our website, the address morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Have a fantastic day in Christ.